生活。
早晨，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间，今朝早喺直播室入边咧，有我哋嘅 Resident DVD Movie and Film Reviewer Tony Ma。Tony，Good morning。
早晨 ，Debra。今日唔止我同你，好似上两次咁样咧，我哋又开四方城，因为有两位嘉宾上嚟。
系啦，冇错。咁其中一位咧就都上过嚟几次嘅啦。We always appreciate and enjoy when she comes on 吓，好喜欢上嚟，因为都好多几得意嘅拍摄嘅嘢同我哋分享。即系谭子珊啊，珊早晨
，Hello，Debra 你好 ，Tony 你好。
系啊，阿珊好有口齿啊。好啦，上次答应承咗我哋咧，就系话下次上嚟咧就带埋个老公上嚟。
系啦，因此今日咧就喺你隔篱咧就有你嘅，系咪广东话叫贤内助？
哇，贤内助系咪讲女人噶？我讲咧，咁佢都系佢都好贤，佢亦都好助嘅。
就系 Michael Parker，Welcome to the show，Michael。咁其實咧 ，N 年前 ，a long long time ago， I've chatted with Michael before several times， I believe for various other projects 啊，其他嘅一啲嘅 projects。咁但係今次阿珊，你帶阿 Michael 上，因為佢有一個新嘅經驗喎，係嘛？
係啦，係啦，係啦，等佢即係上下，即係佢拍戲拍得多啦，咁亦都同即係中港合作咗好多次，但係大部分時間其實都係喺温哥華呢度拍嘅。咁佢最近就OK 就翻咗大陸，就喺大陸嗰度拍戲，咁啊係咧一個全新嘅經驗嚟。
等我問下
佢嚟講。
So watching your spouse, your wife Shan go to China for all these projects all these years, and you finally had a chance to go yourself. So did it live up to the stories that Shan told you?
It was payback time, I think, as well. Yeah, no, I mean, it was quite an adventure. It was definitely, a challenge at times <Yeah. S 2> and an adventure most of the time. It was great.
咁啊Michael 其實咧就係一個好大嘅 adventure 挑戰嚇，喺有啲位咧就有啲困難，但係好大嘅程度上面咧都係好好玩嘅。How did you solve the language part first and foremost?
Well, which language? There were so many languages on set. It was very, very challenging.
How many languages were on set?
There was Cantonese, Mandarin, French, English, and I think Ukrainian. I'm not really sure because I don't speak whichever language it was.
咁其實原來當其時拍緊戲嘅時候咧，同一時間係幾個語言，五六個語言嘅。So it must have been really fun with all kinds of translators running around and trying to direct everybody. You'd have to get the right.Translator to help you translate.
Yeah, yeah, that was fun. I guess is a diplomatic word for it.
客氣講就可以話係 fun 嘅，但係其實咧就係一個好大嘅
想死咁滯啦，即係直譯應該話。
Because not only 係一個 language 嘅 barrier, you've also got the cultural barrier too, with some everybody doing and thinking things differently.
Well, you know, even with the same culture, often you find people are doing and thinking things differently. So,
yes. 笑死我！咁我話咧，咁多唔同嘅文化咧，即係大家諗嘅方法、做嘅好唔同。咁Michael 都話啦，不單止唔同文化啦，自己文化可有好多時咧，啲人諗嘅嘢、做嘅咧，都係好唔同嘅。So, Michael, tell us about this project. What exactly was it that you were involved with in China?
The film is called The Last Race, and it's a feature. Telling the story of Eric Little, who people may know from Chariots of Fire. He is an Olympic athlete, won the Olympics in 1924, gold medal, well known for refusing to run on Sunday because of his religious beliefs. So he was actually born in China to missionary parents, and after the Olympics, he went back to China to carry on his life calling as a missionary.And the film picks up there with his story.
咁嗰套戲名叫做《Last Race》，中文叫做《終極勝利》啊。咁就係講，其實係可以話係《Chariots of Fire》呢一套1981年得到奧斯卡金像獎嘅
烈火戰車
《烈火戰車》嘅續集嚟嘅。咁個故事咧就係環繞住1924年嘅一個參加奧運會嘅一個。選手咁啊 ，Chariots of Fire 咧就係講個佢嘅故事，因為佢就係因為宗教信仰嘅理由咧，就唔肯話星期日去跑步嚇。咁就其實呢一位仁兄咧係喺中國出世嘅。
I know fascinating background, but born to missionary parents who and was born in China. So did he even speak the language?
You know, he did. He did as a child. He spent his first, I think, 5 years in China, and then he went back to England. He was educated in England, spent most of his time. Scottish athlete, but missionary school and so on in England. Yeah. And then when he went back to China as a young man, he had to sort of relearn language again. By the end, he did speak. Certainly, way better than I do.
咁所以好 interesting 嘅背景，一個其實係一個蘇格蘭嘅人嚟嘅，但係就去咗中國，喺中國出世啦。
佢爹哋媽咪係傳教士，傳教士喺中國做傳教，咁所以咧佢生咗佢呢個 BB 出嚟喺中國出世，咁跟住咧佢過咗幾年之後咧，佢翻咗去蘇格蘭嘅傳教學校讀書，咁喺嗰度咧就係長大啦，跟住參加奧運啦，咁第三個奧運之後咧，佢又翻去中國㗎。係。咁呢套戲咧同我哋
吸喺嗰度
嗰度開始，咁而我哋好熟悉2007年嘅 Sunshine Boy 鄧曉咧，都喺裏面演出嘅。
哦，阿 Sean
係啊，係啊，係啊。
So who's the actor playing who's the lead actor？
Joseph Fiennes。
哇！即刻 Debra 隻眼擘大曬。
哇！好好嘅演員嚇，係
啊 ，Joseph Fiennes。Wow！ And who are some of the other actors you can tell us about？
Well, you know, again, as Tony mentioned, Sean
Dalhill,
yeah. It was kind of funny meeting and working with him to find out a fellow Canadian. Here we are.
Wow.
So that was, it was great to work with him.
Joseph Fiennes 是很出名的英國的演員，所以他就是在這個戲裡面就飾演這個角色的。So how long were you in China making this project?
Well, it felt like about 5 years, but it was... It was 2 full months filming, yeah, production.
係，Michael 就開玩笑講到個好似就去咗五年，但係實質咧就係2个月。So wow, to cram what you felt was 5 years amount of work into 2 months, that must have been a pretty hectic 2 months.
We had some pretty long days, indeed, and it was. It felt like nonstop. I mean, as production always does feel like. So during the day it felt like it was dragging on forever, but actually it just went by in a flash. It's the way it always
is. What's the big difference between a Canadian and a Chinese way of doing things? The big difference. The first thing comes to your mind.
There are so many differences. I mean, it's hardly to think of one difference because you're, as we talked about before, the whole language reality. I mean, so many times I'm just scrambling, trying to keep on top of language and trying to understand exactly what's going on, even though you know, you have to trust that you don't know what's going on, but suddenly you realize that people are doing or thinking a completely different thing than what you were doing or thinking. So just adjusting with all of that, it's hard to think about what the...
整體嚟講都係困難咯，因為即係太多語言嘅元素啦，同埋其實身為一個 director， 佢哋好多嘢諗緊嘅，即係要好多嘢要策劃同埋構思嘅時候咧，又係咪大家諗緊同一條線咧咁樣？所以咧呢一方面，淨係個混合大家嘅運作咧，都係已經係一個好大嘅挑戰。所以我都 take my hat off， I really appreciate it that you're able to put it all together within 2 months， 喺2个月。So this is a joint China production. Can you tell us？
Yeah。You know, I was not producing it, so I don't really want to comment too much on the production in that way. But finance from Hong Kong, China, and some U.S. involvement as well.
Mm. From what I read from news, I think it's China and Canadian co-production.
Oh.
So it would be counted as Chinese production, so it won't be counted as a foreign production.So it won't be.
Yeah, 其實係如果正式嚟講，應該算係一個國產片嚟嘅，即係中國嚟講嚇，因為佢大部分資金都係喺中國，咁同埋佢哋其實亦都係想喺呢個中國市場嗰度發行，咁所以其實呢個係一個中國嘅國產片嚟嘅，可以講。
係。咁所以就唔受呢一個海外
就唔使有 quota
係啦 quota 影響。
係咯係咯係咯係咯。咁雖然佢都係即係戲入邊都係講好多英文啦，因為個演員又英文。但是基本上那個 target 的市場其實都是在中國、因為中國市場現在這麼大
okay, 我們都還有很多一連串的問題想問、怎樣拍攝、還有一景、各方面很多問題，我們 take a very short break， 我們轉頭回來繼續，大家不要走開。摩登生活，好啦，各位听众朋友，翻到嚟我哋节目时间第二节嘅部分啦，同 Tony 啦，同埋谭子珊啦，同埋 Michael Parker 啦，喺直播室入边咧讲紧拍戏嘅。Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. 咁、you were in China for 2 months,、working with a mainly Chinese crew and some international professionals Did that sound right? Professionals?
All professionals, certainly.
All professionals. Working together on this project. Mm-hmm. What about the pre-project, the before you actually made it to China? Was there quite a bit of work there?
Yeah, indeed. I was a writer on the project as well, so a co-writer. So the script, yeah, that was a whole process unto its own. And Stephen Chin, the creator of the film, whose concept it was, co-director and co-writer, had been developing the project for about 10 years. So back and forth over the years, you know, it's one of those labor of loves that has been going on and going on and going on. So it's amazing that it finally all came together. Hi. And when it did come together, it seemed to come together quite quickly
as well. So, yeah. Michael,
搞劇本，找到劇本之後又要找資金，找到後來他們跟Joseph Fine 開始談的時候，我知道他雖然他未去到中國， 因為Joseph at the time he was in England when you talked to him or in LA, I don't know.
Yeah, he was in Europe.
他要經常跟他網上要講故事，講人物性格，然後給劇本去看，然後他又有些feedback回來。 back and forth 因為Michael也有份寫劇本，所以他要從一個編劇的角度，已經跟演員談了一大輪，打幾圈麻將之後，才開飯，才搞一大輪之後，才去到中國。
I can't believe that Nidhi was this gracious. Were you actually involved Joe in the process prior to filming?
You know, I mean, it was amazing. It was one, of course, we had a US casting director to help us find Joseph and so on, and when he read the script and was interested, we arranged a conference call, and we assumed that and this because of all of the we're all over the world, so that conference call for me was at 3 a.m. and I can remember getting up, you know, around 2 a.m. and just sort of preparing for this conference call, and of course there was a lot of pressure and stress on what are we going to say? Are we going to have to convince him? Are we going to have to, you know, what are his questions going to be? And you're trying to second guess and anticipate how that conversation may go. And 3 o'clock came along, and of course we expected as well that there would be some of his agents on this conference call and a few other people and lawyers,
you
know, who knows, right? And then all of a sudden we hear on the other side of the world, you know, hello? It's Joe here, are you there? it was us and Joseph, and you know, he just had, right from the get-go, just such a generous, generous with his time and generous with his appreciation of the story and of the subject that he was going to play. And very, very devoted and committed to that role. And from the very get-go, all of the questions and concerns he had were directly related to, you know, the integrity of the project and the integrity of the character. So it's fantastic to work with.
其實佢係越更加之即係好合作嘅，其實係啊。咁咧，其實最初嘅時候咧，我哋都係有個美國嘅揾演員嘅，即係嗰啲agent咁啊，幫我哋去approach佢咁揾佢。咁當時佢應該係歐洲嘅，咁啊第一次通話嘅時候，Michael就話啦，佢話因為嗰時佢大家時差嘅問題，咁又包括好幾個唔同，又有亞洲又有，即係所以個個夾到個時間可以傾嘅時候，係我哋呢邊嘅半夜三點鐘，咁咧佢就總之係即係半夜三更搞定鬧鐘，咁然之後又要即係個心喺度反覆諗下，究竟同人哋講咩咧，係咪？咁即係都係一個好出名嘅演員啦嚇。咁你要諗下，佢會問我咩咧？如果佢問我嘅時候，我咁點答咧？又點樣可以去說服佢叫佢做呢部戲咧？即係點點咁啊諗咗好 即係咁平易近人啊，咁
同埋直通車咁樣，
直通車咁係啦，咁啊direct 嚟同佢傾到偈，咁同埋咧佢就話一路相處，其實佢一路同我傾偈講下，即係唔係同我阿 Michael 話翻俾我聽，就話都一路以嚟咧都係一個好好合作嘅演員，同埋佢係好認真，同埋佢好投入，同佢基本上大部分嘅問題同埋佢所有嘅要求或者佢嘅問題好多都係直接同嗰個故仔有關嘅，就唔係即係唔係話。我住咩酒店啊？我有冇咩五星级定六星级啊？即系嗰啲咧，佢完全冇嘅。佢其实系好好，同埋佢系每一样嘢，佢都谂到好仔细，系点样去令到嗰个人物更丰富咁。
即系话佢唔系关心究竟佢咩待遇，
系
佢系关心个剧本嗰个角色系点先。
系
系啊，啊好专业嘅，系
啊。咁我就有啲唔系噶，睇下究竟。
啊好多哦，真系。年都講唔完啊！其他嗰啲
係啦，因為有啲大明星係講待遇先嘅，有啲咩有幾多人服侍啊嗰啲嘢先嘅。
咁我 I have a two-part question. One about Joe, but what about the estate of this family? Were they ever involved in this? Were they keen to know about this project or have their input in this project?
Yeah, you know, again, I was not directly involved in that stage. However, the Eric Little Foundation based in Edinburgh was familiar with the project and had given it their blessing.
Ah.
And I know that at least two of the daughters were familiar with the project as well and the script and supported the film as well. So.
即係我哋喺度講演員咧，都要記得呢個係一個真人真事嚟嘅嚇。咁我就問，即係咁人哋個家族嚇，咁佢就對個呢個 project 嘅睇法係點咧？咁啊 ，Michael 話其實咧都有個 foundation 喺蘇格蘭嘅，咁佢哋啲成員裏邊咧，包括啲女啊成咧，都係接受呢個 project 嘅。咁啊，仲係仲有一連串嘅問題想問，問得個快嘅。How about for Joe himself? You know, he was very involved with chatting with you. What was his preparation for this? I mean, did he really have to pick up running?
Oh well, you know, he's in excellent shape. So, you know, in terms of the, he is, you know, compared to me anyway, seems to be a natural athlete. So he definitely was able to handle the running. And look, the film was post-Olympics. It's not that the film was all about all running per se, you know.
Right.
But the research he did do was speak with Eric's, you know, one of Eric's surviving daughters and to get as much information from her, as well as speak with one of the gentlemen who was interned with Eric in the prison camp. Mm. So he did quite as much research as he was able to do, and as well as reading as much as he could, and so on, preparing. He abstained from alcohol during the whole period of filming. You know,
which is
he
very
wanted
difficult
to get
for an English
as much.
Man.
So yeah, you know, he was very, very committed to the role in that sense as well.
So. 我就問即係Joe 佢代出係啲咩咧？咁Michael 話咧，其實佢都好投入，係相當之投入。佢自己都做咗佢自己嘅 research 啊，亦同嗰個家族啦，同埋甚至冇咧，我哋嗰 part 都未講，我哋轉頭翻嚟講就係、是、去坐監嗰 part 咧，佢都有做有適當嘅一啲嘅 research， 等佢可以咧係代入去咧呢一個嘅角色嘅，係咪？我冇講漏嘢。
係啦。咁同埋佢就因為佢話喺戲入邊，佢係一個好虔誠嘅一個。信徒嚟嘅，咁所以咧拍戏嘅所有时间，佢一滴酒都唔饮。
头先同 Michael 一滴酒都唔饮啊。咁啊，呢个系佢哋嘅所谓 method acting。You gotta get in the role and 系啦，即系做埋嗰个人物吓。好啦，咁我哋讲到呢度咧，我哋 take a short break 翻嚟 ，let's talk about that prison part， 即系嗰 part of the story，which is the part that comes after Chariots of Fire。我哋转头翻嚟讲好冇？